Hello, respected viewers, it's George from Ireland, so welcome back to the channel once again. I'm commenting on the BBC's coverage of the abortion issue, particularly in the United States, where it's more salient than in the United Kingdom or Republic of Ireland, and the BBC's pro-abortion propaganda. Now, the BBC, according to the Broadcasting Act, has to show fairness and balance, and as a BBC producer said to me, when you go into the studio, you've got to leave aside any opinions, and be completely even-handed, give a hard time to guests, whatever their viewpoint, probe them, challenge them, ask the tricky, embarrassing questions, a thing they don't want to be asked. You've got to really put them on the spot, not take things at face value, not take things on trust, and so forth. Often describing people as anti-abortion when the pro-life movement usually wants to be called pro-life. The abortionist movement usually wants to be called pro-choice. Okay, shall I call them pro-choice? But the framing of this issue is fascinating and actually very revealing. So BBC journalist, I think it's Greg Dyke, said this almost 20 years ago, and more recently Andrew Marr said it, that they're disproportionately urban, highly educated, ethnic minority, gay, small L liberal. It's a cultural bias, not exactly a political bias. There might be some unconscious biases. Now, it's fantastic to have ethnic minority people. I wouldn't care if everyone the BBC was, or gay or whatever. Or you could be liberal left in your opinions and then not let that interfere with your work. But they're just saying it was disproportionate. So there might be sort of groupthink. There might be some subconscious prejudices here. Always framing it as abortion rights, never ever mentioning the right to life. I'll give you an example of a piece on the BBC website from 6 days ago. Ohio has rejected a Republican-crafted constitutional amendment widely seen as an attempt to derail a coming referendum to protect abortion rights. Yeah. Now, it goes on like that, and it mentions abortion rights a few more times, but not saying, rather than say a referendum to introduce the right to life or something like that, or to save children, which pro-lifers would say, would put it that way. Because wait a second, you can only have any right if you're alive. The right to life is the culmination of all the others. It contains every other one. The right to property, the right to vote, the right to free expression, the right to freedom of conscience, or whatever else it may be. The right to identity, to a name, the right to citizenship, freedom of movement, freedom of assembly. You can only have those if you are alive. So that's why this one has got to be sacred and prized above all the others, is the right to life. Now, I know you can't legislate for immortality, and obviously abortion should certainly be allowed to save the mother's life, but this is something that's highly contentious. It's just taken as read that there's a right to end somebody else's life and that someone isn't a someone at all. The baby in the womb is not a human being. Which species are they, by the way, in a mother's womb, in a human womb? Are they like mice or whales or kangaroos? Which species are they? Are they not human beings? I mean, they're humans when they come out. What are they before they come out? They're humans, presumably. They're not alive? So how come we can kill them then? I mean, there's a heartbeat, then there's a heartbeat stops. And isn't that called killing someone? They're respiring and then they're not respiring. So presumably that's killing the person. Remember when someone saying, well, you know, this was only 8 weeks in the womb, incapable of surviving outside the womb. Well, I thought, we'll leave her in the womb or him in the womb and she or he will survive. That was the whole point, right? Taking the baby out prematurely because he didn't want him or her to stand a chance. And it goes on. Okay, calling it abortion, where obviously, I mean, some pro-lifers would say murder or infanticide or something like that. Again and again, they've looked at it that way and never talked about the right to life. They do quote some pro-lifers sometime, yeah, saying pro-choice rather than pro-abortion, because the pro-choice people, I mean, they're often part of the abortion industry. There might be doctors, nurses, politicians, journalists, lobbyists who make their money, at least in part, through abortion. So unsurprising, they have a vested interest in this. I don't see many, maybe any, people who make money from being pro-life, but they don't tackle that angle. So a lot more coverage for this. So again it'll come up that way about abortion rights have won, it says later on towards the end of the article. Okay, which protects abortion access? You know, that's the direct quotation. Which protects abortion access? Well, they could have said which denies the right to life, or which kills children or infants, or maybe a more neutral, less emotive term, which kills fetuses, embryos, doesn't protect fetuses, embryos, something like that. Again and again, this prejudice comes along. And so that's subliminally trying to promote the abortionist agenda. Yeah. And there was like another piece by the BBC 7 days ago, right? And again, mentioning abortion rights again and again. So this is the kind of thing that needs to be tackled. Now, I know the BBC is not a pro-abortion organization officially, not pro-life one either. But you know, in the UK, like 80% of people are pro-abortion, roughly. Maybe 10% pro-life. Some people are neutral. I mean, obviously, there are levels of pro-choice. Pro-abortion under what circumstances? Pro-life under what circumstances? Very, very few people are absolutists. There are some infanticidal maniacs in Labour, like what's that name, Stella Creasy, who wants to kill as many children as possible, believes that a child should be permissible to kill a child on the day she or he is due to be born, a totally healthy baby, on a whim, for any reason, without having to state a reason. Wow. Just no limitation, no protections whatsoever. What about child protection? Because that is the buzz phrase of the decade. People are always banging on about child protection. And it staggers me that some of these politicians will say child protection, and then the next breath say there must be open season and kill as many children as possible. That somehow our right to wipe them out. So this other article there is there. It is entitled Issue 1, Ahead of Ohio Abortion Vote, Republicans Try to Change the Rules, 7 days, U.S. Abortion Debate. And fair enough, the coverage about that purported referendum was even handed, as in, was the vote going to be held? What was the ulterior motive of the Republicans pegging it? It was because they wanted to enhance the right to life, which the Democrats largely did not. So there's that more technical or political side about it. There's a constitutional debate about, is this an apt topic for a referendum or not? Or should the legislature decide this? Are they people, legislators, are they delegates, are they representatives, and so forth? Yeah. But then it's got the phrase again, right to abortion and things like that. Protect abortion access. And that's all the sort of expression that you'd have the pro-abortion lobby, abortion rights. It comes again and again and again. Not a solitary mention of abortion rights yet again. Not a solitary mention of the right to life, anti-abortion campaign, as it says. It doesn't say pro-life, for instance. So it goes on. It's dispiriting and disquieting that they should be so biased. And the BBC is a highly respected media organization. I'm not contumelious of it myself. And this, in a way, is more insidious, precisely because it's exalted and people consider it a trustworthy source, that the propaganda will be all the more effective. If you believe this is a tainted source, you know, I can't really believe what they're saying, it's not trustworthy, then, you know, you'll be alert. The alarm bells will ring, but not with the BBC. It's actually a more dangerous and more impactful because it comes from them. Anyway, thank you so much for watching my channel. Make sure you subscribe on Patreon and donate on PayPal, georgecallan79@gmail.com. Goodbye.